You're saying this, sometimes when I mean, applying a lot of awareness, sometimes it's exhausting. So people build that up, and I know I might be doing too much.
Yeah, because there's a balance and a relaxation, and an appreciation, and a confidence that grows. So that one's able to drop that worry, concern, effort, and it becomes more effortless.
It's true. Being in peace, that there is appreciation and joy in that.
Yeah. And so, Joel, you had some.
Well, just back to this with abuse, that's what really struck me about this, is that it's very explicit that, you know, essentially contemplation of the five kinds of anicca-dukkha can happen without particular char.
Yes.
And so, that to me really spoke to the importance of preparation. If you're just trying to get into jhana, you're there. Ooh, it's nice.
Yeah.
If you spend the whole time before that contemplating the five aggregates, it penetrates deeper than the thinking.
Yes.
And so your cognitive process is already primed.
Yes.
So that when you're in the jhanas, it's just perfectly natural.
The mind turns it to that. Yeah. If you have, the foundations and the bases that you lay, and those inclinations of attention are incredibly important. Great. Okay. We will go to paragraph done today.
Sadhu.